Oh, good morning. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. What's happening? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, just backing into my spot at work.
Oh, you're one of those backing people. Me too.
I love backing into a spot. Yeah. It's so good. It makes life so much easier when you leave.
Yeah, and I have like it's an unlabeled spot. Like, it is my spot. Everybody knows.
Wow. So what you're saying then, Rachel, is you're kind of a big deal.
So funny thing, I say that all the time. Yeah. I've got 18
years with my friends, do I. So. Not a damn person in this place even listens to me when I say it, but I try to say it. Do you mind telling us where you work, or you can tell us it's none of our business? Never mind. It's none of our business.
She's just revealed that she owns a parking spot. She probably doesn't want to say that.
Because she's a cop, obviously.
Oh, are you a police officer?
No. I'm just kidding. Please don't say that you are, because I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Do you work at the Thunder Bay Police Headquarters?
Stop it, Danny.
She's not going to say. OPP, it's all good.
RCMP? No. Never mind. It's none of our business.
Do you work near the corner of Park and Water?
Like, define near, because it's Thunder Bay. I would say
eight minutes. Yeah. Let's say 2 blocks radius.
I'm about like 6, maybe.
Okay. All so right. you're a downtown dweller?
Off that a little bit.
Okay. Right, I don't know. None of this matters.
I can already tell you I know, Rachel, where you work, but I won't
say. No, you do not.
6 blocks. You know where that puts you?
No, I have no idea. It could be the Shell on Cumberland.
She doesn't have to say yes or no. I think you work near Magnus Theater.
Nope.
Okay.
Way
anyway.
To go, Danny. So Rachel, that was 2 minutes of our life we are never getting back right there.
Yeah, but you got to spend it with me.
Well, Rachel, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Yeah, why is spending time with you so important?
Well, have you not laughed the whole time? Like, I'm a big deal, man. Like,
You're kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I think you're kind of funny. A mystery, actually,
you,
Rachel.
You also, your energy level is through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I get told to tone down when I walk into the office.
Oh.
You know, I'm like,
hey. So do I. I get told to tone down every time I walk in the studio. So we kind of are the same. Rachel, listen, if you win the golden ticket on Friday, will you freak out?
Yeah.
Who are you bringing with you for all of these events and functions? Do you have a long list of people that are important to you?
Well, yeah, but it's everybody would be different because not everybody would want to go to the same thing.
That's fair.
I would have a lot of friends all of a sudden.
Yeah, you sure would. What would you invite Danny and I to?
Dinner.
Nice.
Wow, dinner.
I love that. That's
fantastic. A little on the forward side there, Rachel.
No, it's good. It's dinner. Now, Rachel, the only thing that we ask is if you went on Friday, whatever event you go to and you drive there, make sure you back into the parking spot, okay?
Rule. Yeah.
Oh, I would. Yeah,
perfect.
I would.
It's so crazy. Anyway, Rachel, you're our next qualifier. I know you can't believe it. I know you're excited, and I know you're going to yell when you get into the office.
You know what? I was almost ready to hang up when you guys picked up.
You see what happens?
Thank God
you
persevered, and you stuck with it, and look at you now. Look at you, a qualifier.
That's wonderful. And have fun working at Magnus Theater today, okay?
She doesn't work at Magnus Theater.
I don't know.